Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today we are visiting with Susan Baxter, and her title is Chief of the Windbags. And we really want to talk about something the Windbags are doing. But before we talk about that specifically, I think we need to talk about the overall plan for the Dennis Priester benefit. So, Susan, when is that happening? Where is it happening?
We're going to be at the Roadhouse Bar and Grill in Marnie, Iowa, April the 29th, 2017. And we're going to start there probably about 11. And it's kind of an all-day deal. We are serving lunch from 11:30 to 1. And it's free will donation, of course. We already have beef producers providing some meat. We have people in play that get good donations from lockers. We have just had an outpour of support for this. Lunch is only till 1 because that's when the ride starts. But also something new and interesting is the euchre tournament.
And you and I don't know what euchre is, but if you play euchre, you certainly know this, and you'd probably want to participate in the euchre tournament.
They had it for another benefit they did a while back for a Mark Paulson, and they said they just had a wonderful turnout for that. So I'm game. I'm ready to learn something.
There's always learning. Yeah, that's right. And so that's going on at 1 o'clock. And in a minute, we're going to talk about the ride that's going on at 1 o'clock. But then you can come back for more food.
Absolutely. We have supper going on, and that again is the free will donation, and that's going to be at 5. So if you are on the ride or playing cards, whatever, you know, fits your fancy there, about 5 p.m. Until it's gone.
Okay. And then one other food item. I mean, we're just really into food here, folks. You know, you can go and have your noon meal, you can have your evening meal, and if you don't want to do either one of those or you need something in between, hey, there's going to be some really good bake stuff.
We're having a bake sale. That's kind of going to go on all day. If you have questions about that, of course, we have people that you can call and see if they still need items. Angie Redler is our number one contact at 249-1630. Or if you do have things, probably not for the bake sale, but other items to be donated, we need to drop them off at Stephen's Cycle Shop or call Renee at 243-3076.
And when we say stuff, things, there's also, there's one other item going on, and that's an auction.
A live auction, Leroy Phillips. And that kicks off at 6 p.m. So we have lots going on. There's usually a lot going on in Marnie when it's going on, so we didn't want to be left out.
Right.
We really wanted to, again, participate in the Relay for Life run, as we have in the last several years. But when we learned of our own peeps that ride with us that had some cancer issues and financial situations, we felt like at this time we wanted to do a more personal run for them.
So now I've mentioned several times we're going to talk about the run, so we better do that.
Okay.
Because that starts, I believe, at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, and we're going to meet in Marnie. And we will, after you get filled up and we're ready for a nap, we're going to get on the motorcycles and we're going to head off to the Minden Bowl, where we'll stop for refreshments there. It's not too far. The ride itself is only about 85 miles, but because of the time of year and we want to respect our farmers, we didn't know how much time they had, and we sure want to include most of them too. And then we go to McKellen. I'm sure I'm not spelling or saying that right.
McClelland, I think.
Okay.
Maybe we could both be wrong, but I think that's correct.
You're the professional. We'll do that. And it's going to be at the Dewdrop Inn, and we're going to stop there. And then we're going to go on to Hancock, to the station, local place. And then we're going to head back to Marnie for more food.
Right. You'll be back in plenty of time. But when you make those stops, that's a good time for everybody to visit and, as you say, probably get a refreshment if they need and get on. And, you know, I'm guessing maybe some of the people who are going to ride may not have been to these places. This may be a new experience, too.
And it can be. And that's kind of what we do. We try to go on the county roads just to head out and stop. And the businesses, even though they're in Southwest Iowa, we don't always see and think of them as being local, but we like to support them also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like fun. And of course, we've said this is being headed up by the Windbags, but that doesn't mean you have to be a member of Windbags to be a part of the ride.
No, and we don't do a membership per se. This is just a group. It started out as Windbag Women, and so we have just a wonderful following and lots of people that you don't have to ride a certain kind of motorcycle. You don't even have to have a motorcycle. You can come in your vehicle. We have a couple people in there. I'm not sure the proper word, but they like Jeep type things, off-road things. They're going to be bringing them. It's just a fun time to get together, have some fellowship, and support Dennis because he has been in our community a long time. And I mean, you cannot go to Marnie and not have a Marnie burger. So,
and I know a lot of people will relate to that. Right. So when you say the Roadhouse Bar and Grill, I know what comes to my mind first is the Marnie burger. And if we've been in there to have a Marnie burger, we've probably seen Dennis Priester there because he's been there for a lot of years. So we do need to help support Dennis with this health challenge that he has. Now, given all of this, given the ride, you do have some sponsors who help you with these various things.
We have a great group of sponsors. Roadhouse Bar and Grill actually is one of them, and that's kind of what triggered this ride. Nelson Machine and Forge and Baxter Cycle, also in Marnie. Cook Hauling and Tree Service, Cycles Plus, Olson's Outdoor Power, Nishni Valley Cycle, Templeman's or TW's, excuse me, Bose Repair, Southwest Iowa Sandblasting, Steffen's Cycle, and White Knuckle. And that's just a few that we have that have said they'd be sponsors, but we have a lot of people that are always very supportive at this time.
These are kind of the backbone, I think, of your supporters. And then as you mentioned earlier, you do have other people who donate meat, who donate various kinds of things. And you're having people who donate to the auction also.
Absolutely. And if you have some items, they don't have to be big items, but do please text or call Angie Redler at 249-1630. If you have questions, if it's appropriate, if they still need things, or a drop off or call Renee at Steffen's Cycle Shop at 243-3076. Or you can also follow us on Facebook at Dennis Priester Benefit.
So that's a good place to kind of go, okay, what all is going on? I know there's something great going on April 29th. I know that it's for Dennis Priester's benefit, and it's going to be at the Roadhouse Bar and Grill. But I don't remember all those other things that Susan talked about. So Facebook would be a good place to check all that out, correct?
Exactly. Facebook, just know to come up, spend the day, bring your family. It's family appropriate. We will have food, donations. We will have auctions. We'll have bake sales and a card game. I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to learn.
Whatever it is, it's really a fun day with lots of food, getting together. You know, I would say part of the fun of these kinds of things, feeling good about it, is that you get to talk to a lot of other people, maybe some you know, maybe meeting a new friend.
Right, and it's not all just local people, although we hope that's a big group too. But there's people that go up there like each Friday night. I think Jackie and Don Pelzer kind of got that started, and they have a circle, and they used to call it I don't know if it's Bible study, but they did call it something familiar, something like that. And that's still going on. And those people are very, and they're not all from Marnie. So there's lots of people that, and it takes a lot of people, yes, to be supportive and to help. And we just want a good turnout, and rain or shine, this is going on.
That's good to know. So again, I think rather than repeating all the phone numbers, just go to Facebook, Dennis Priester Benefit, if you need those. Or if you know Susan, you can always call her too. So we want to thank you very much, Susan Baxter, for all of the work that you're doing along with all the other people to put this benefit together. And until next time, here is a thought. Your only obligation in any lifetime is to be true to yourself.